have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hallelujah. We thank God for you being on today. Hallelujah. open your mouth and say something. Thank you so much for being with us on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. We thank you for taking the time out and listen. God has been good to us another week. That's why we should open our mouths and say something, because he's been that good to each and every one of us. I want to thank you on today for not only listening in, but I want to thank you for understanding that we have breath, and it is all because of God that we're here. I want to share with you on today that not only is our God good and excellent, but he has a word for us all on today. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. I want to say a thank you to our producer and visionary, Dr. Kenny Robinson, our Elation family, not only them, but I want to celebrate that my husband celebrated 60 years on yesterday. We give honor to God for that, for giving him life, and for allowing him to share in this kingdom walk with me. And to each of you and our guests on today, we say welcome to Elation Radio. Well, listen, before we get started, we all go into a word of prayer. We want God to be pleased and satisfied with what is going to take place on today's podcast. Will you join me in a word of prayer? Father God, we thank you, oh God, for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask that you come in, have your divine will and way, show up and show out. Let everything go according to your plan. Let you be glory for our guest, Mr. Anthony Butler, as well as Eric Ross. God, would you bless them on today? We ask in the name of Jesus that you bless this wonderful listening audience that takes time out each week to listen in. We give glory to you for each and everything. And we ask that you meet the needs of the people on today. Whatever people stand in need of, that you meet them where they are. Help them, save, heal, deliver, whatever is necessary and needed. We trust you. Forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let me share with you, for those of you listening in for the first time, what the Just For You podcast is about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear truths and teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. As you know, each week, for those of you joining us on today, we have an exhortation before we have our interviews of our guests, and we want to let you know today's topic is relationships matter. Again, I say to you, our topic for today is relationships matter. So this exhortation is going to deal with us about the importance of relationships and how it affects our daily lives. So we want to first begin by going over a definition of what relationships mean, all right? And it says, according to this, the internet and Google, the way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected, or the state of being connected. The state of being connected by blood or marriage, the way in which two or more people or groups regard and behave toward each other, and emotional and sexual association between two people. is what the word relationship is defined as. I want to talk to you about the one in which it says the way in which two or more people or groups regard and behave towards one another. I preface that with what our exhortation of relationship matter actually means. I don't know about you, we often share with how God relates to us through relationship. We know in relationship with him, our closeness, our connection, that we have to love, we have to feel his love. There's something about serving him and being moved by what our Lord and Savior, our elder brother, Jesus did. So in the topic of what we're discussing, relationship matter, we'll be reading from St. John, the 14th chapter. In this chapter, Jesus was preparing the disciples and telling us that there was a place that he had for us. But he began by saying, if you believe in me, if you believe in God, believe also in me. So he's establishing relationship values. In other words, what you've seen in me and that I've done, you know because it was the Father that sent me. I want to ask you a question today. Who sends you to do what you are purposed to do? Is it yourself? Is it your church? Is it your community? Or is it the Lord who has given you life and giving you strength and help to do what you are called to do? St. John 14 reads as such, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Establishment of relationship is established there by teaching us and telling us the intimacy that Jesus had so that he wouldn't leave anybody uninformed. Amen. Again, it says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. In other words, I'm not just leading you to be on a path that I do these things and you walk with me now. There is an eternal place for you with me when this life is over. There is a place that you can establish called home, the place of comfort, the place of growth, the place of love, the place of rest. Is what a home should be. And he's establishing that with us, all right? He said, whether I go, you know. Hallelujah. And the way, you know. Why do we know the way? Because he's exampled it. He's shown us. He's taught us that we can learn from his example. If we're going to live in this Christian realm, we must believe and follow the example that Jesus gave us. This is how the disciples knew who he was. We're going to continue to read this to establish and conclude our point. He says this, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. From henceforth, you know him and have seen him. That establishes it right there. What did he say? If you want to know who the Father is, you're looking at it. I'm a part of him. I'm connected to him. I have life in him. What about us today? Can someone look at us and understand and accept and receive that we are connected to him based on our lives, based on our thoughts, based on our ways? He says to Philip this, and he goes on to say, not only have you seen him, but Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. And it suffices us. Let me say this. Whenever there's been an agreement of connection, that you have been told and you understand. Listen, he said this. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. He's saying it a second time. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very word's sake. Listen, if you can't believe me for what I just said, then believe me for what I've shown you. That's a word for somebody today. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So would we ask anything that was not inconducive to his will? Would we suggest to him something that doesn't line up with the will of God? Would we lay before him the request of our heart and it not be something that would be approved by him? He is a righteous God. He is a holy God, and he cares about the needs of people. He cares about what you think. He cares about what you go through. He understands process and timing. So often we want to rush the process, but in the process of what God is doing, time is needed. Time is valuable. You can't get time back, but what you can do as servants of the Lord, as those who choose to give God their life, is to mirror the example that Jesus gave. The closeness he had was he wasn't upset with them in regards of just telling them, did they know him? He loved them enough to show them the way. In difficulties and times in this world, there are times where you're going to be faced with trials, tribulations, misunderstandings, contradictions, and you have to be able to trust God for what he said. When he gives you a word, he's established it. He knows what he means. He knows what he's going to do. And he trusts that we believe him enough to do. So why am I saying that? In your relationship value, it tells you what you actually believe. If you trust, you trust. If you love, you love. If you care, you care. Or if you distrust, you distrust. Listen, God has given us free reign and free choice to be able to make decisions in our lives. The question is, what will we choose? He's a powerful God with loving ways and ways to give us to be able to show who he is in the earth. Who is he in your life? What does he represent? Does the world know he lives by looking at you, by looking at me, by understanding that we are all that he created us to be? Do we understand that when we go before him and give him our prayer requests, our heart's desires, our everything, that he hears and understands? And he moves in time and on time, even when you don't think it's the right time. He moves on time, even when you don't believe, I don't believe it's the right time. Trust him. He never makes a mistake. He never makes a mistake. I want you to be assured today that what is important is relationships, be it mothers, fathers, family, community, church, wherever your heart is invested, there's a relationship. And that relationship allows you to give him the highest praise and honor by establishing it in love, gratitude, peace, understanding, and above all else, that his perfect and divine will be done. In other words, come into the body of Christ, and we give God our life. A relationship is there. When that relationship is there, it's not in word service only. It becomes a lifestyle. Giving your life to the Lord is not just shaking someone's hand, doing works in the church, and moving forward. It is you investing your heart, your mind, and your spirit in this relationship, gaining knowledge from the Word of God that you may use it not only in the church, but in the community and in the midst of people where it's needed most. That is what the relationship is with God. Far too often, we think it is only within the four walls that we serve, we utilize our gifts, we go home, we're blessed. But what about the neighbors? What about giving? What about doing things beyond the normal scope of the four walls? Are we predicating our lives to serving mankind in the same way that Jesus served? And if so, we are purposed to do it with his will and his grace and his mercy and be a blessing. So let me ask you a question. When has it been that you have given of yourself to be a blessing? Your blessing doesn't always have financial. Your blessing could be your time, your words, your ability to listen, your ability to help somebody through a situation. When is the last time, and it wasn't for your church, or it wasn't for your position, or if it wasn't for your job, or if it wasn't for, when is the last time you've been a blessing? With pure motive, pure heart, that God can be glorified. That is what we're called to do. When we utilize our gifts, our talents, our missions are set by God. They may all be different, but whatever we do, we must do it with the heart and the mindset of God. And we must know that he will be glorified. So when we talk about relationships matter, when we do our part, whether other people do their part, whether this happens, that happens, the Lord has given us a commandment, and it is in the Bible for to us to serve as unto the Lord. And when you do that, not only is he gratified and glorified, someone else's life is changed as well. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in this world where I am just unto myself or doing what I'm doing or doing this or doing that, and it's not unto the Father. We yield ourselves as believers unto his divine will and plan. And even when he changes those plans, it still works out for him to be glorified and that the kingdom of God is enlarged. So I encourage you on today to look at not only the relationship Jesus had with the disciples, but look around, look in your life, look in those that are around you. What is that relationship like? Is it merciful? Is it gracious? Is it kind? Is it giving? Is it everything that God wanted you to do with your gifts and your talents? And if your answer is yes, that's a blessing. But remember, there's always room for growth. There's always room for you to get closer to him through his word. This is why every week we teach from the Word of God. Pray it is relatable enough that your thought processes and things that we go through can be encouraged and strengthened in Him, that He may be glorified. I thank you for listening to this week's exhortation, Relationships Matter. If they matter to Jesus, they matter to you as a believer. And if we're following the Word of God and in relationship with our Abba Father, we will find the strength, peace, and tools that we need to not only be a blessing, but able to give God what He needs in addition to man. You are a representative and a citizen of the kingdom when you come into the body of Christ. And I want to thank God today that it is a blessing and a privilege and an honor to serve the Lord, because He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I pray your takeaways, I pray that what you've gotten from this will bless your life to be a blessing to others, and that as you bless others, and that's just not, again, just with your money, or it's everything God speaks to you. You're in a Starbucks. You see someone with their head down. Instead of walking away not being concerned, or you see something that God is leading you to in assignment, that you hear His voice and move. It makes the difference between life and death. Being available, open, and hearing what He's saying can save someone's life. So make sure that we're paying attention and being led by God to do the things that He's calling us to do, that He gets the greatest outcome. I thank you again for listening to this week's exhortation, Relationships Matter. Now, I want to share with you on today, we have two fabulous guests, men of God, really concerned about people and life and what they're called to do with the gifts God has given them. I'd like to introduce the film and present to others our first guest, Mr. Anthony J. Butler. He is a wonderful man of God, doing a great work that means ever so much. He is the owner and he is the mindset behind the VIP Movement, LLC, which is Violence I Prevent. I introduce to some and present to others none other than Mr. Anthony J. Butler. Are you there, Mr. Butler? And we'll unmute the line so that if they're on, they can come on. Going once, going twice. All righty. I know that we have those that are on. Let me check and see if we've gotten some information. All righty, Mr. Butler, are you on? Glory to God. All righty. Then we'll move on to our next guest, Mr. Eric Ross. My lines are not open yet. Hold on 1 second and see with the producer. Miss Kimmy, are you there? Hallelujah. Can I get a clap or something on the line? Hallelujah. We're having a difficulty. Just one moment. We'll see what she says. Hallelujah. Oh, Hallelujah. I'm so excited about what God is doing, and I know evidently this must be a very powerful outcast. I can't hear on the line, so I have to make sure our lines are open and that we are together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thankful for him. Okay, I hear that one guest is still there. Hallelujah. Producer, can you bring on Mr. Ross? B12, Mr. Ross. Hallelujah. I'm not sure what's going on. We're going to try one more time. Producer, are you there, Kimmy? Dr. Kimmy Robinson? He's here. Well, we're going to praise the Lord and continue on. We're looking forward to the producer bringing everybody on and seeing where we are with everything. God is good in spite of it all. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. And thank God for what's happening on today. He is a mighty God. He's gracious. He's faithful. And I know that he loves us all. Hallelujah. He knows what to do and how to do it. And we are excited about that. And we know that he is up to something marvelous in each and every one of your lives. I want you to hold true to what he said and what he's saying to you each and every day. Never let those things that are meant to cause you to be in an uproar to change your life. Amen. Because he's doing something marvelous. He's doing something gracious in the midst. That you can see that he's God. Hallelujah. And we're thankful for that. Amen. We're very thankful that he's doing wonderful and amazing things for you to be able to go forth. We're trying to get the guest on.
Hello, this is Anthony.
All right, Mr. Anthony. Thank you so much. God bless you on today. How's everything going for you?
Hey, I am grateful.
Yes. Go ahead.
I was just making sure. As you were praying, I was praying. I'm like, I'm going to keep praying and
yes,
talking
sir.
Until something comes live. Praise the Lord.
But you know, that's the way God does. Listen, I'm so excited that you're on today, and Mr. Eric Walsh, you're two great men of God doing a great work. I want you to share with our listening audience, if you will, who you are, where you are, and what you're doing, and talk to us about the mindset behind the VIP movement. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And again, thank you, and I appreciate you inviting me on, Pastor Michelle. I am Anthony J. Butler, Anthony Jake Butler, founder and CEO of the VIP movement, Violence I Prevent. And I'm a former educator who stepped out by faith August of 2013, a little bit over 9 years ago, in the month of August, the month of new beginnings, and God did a new beginning in me to deal with the underlying reasons for violence in unique and innovative ways. And we have a Bible-based company. It's rooted in Genesis 4, setting the tone. The first murder in the Bible happened in the family, mismanaged hurt, that manifested into a murder that took place inside of the family and is being duplicated more than 2,000 years later across our world. And so what I do is go in to the schools, to the communities, to the churches, and deal with the underlying reason, the conflict, the anger, the decision-making, the misplaced trauma, the ability to de-escalate situations. And I work with ages 3 to 103. And I use a wide variety of godly tools and weapons as we go into these secular settings and uplift the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just have a great opportunity to collaborate with a lot of people. And that's where I met you. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. So I'm calling from across I-70 on the other side. And I'm just excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. I've had the privilege and the honor of sitting in on your workshops. And I can truly tell the listening audience what an honor it is to have these teachings. I know you do go into the school district and into the community, and this is the important part for what you do as well. We know in most cities there is a high crime rate. There is a rate that deals with murder. It deals with a lot of entities that we would like to see our cities better. What's important about your program is that you definitely utilize it on relatable terms. Talk to us about how I know you use poems, you're a writer, you do so much, you're an author. Talk to us about how that work has allowed your program to relate to young people as well as those up to, as you say, 103, because you know your audience and you engage them well. Talk to us about how your writing has played an effective part on what you do.
Amen. You know, I say in a joking way, but serious way, taking a line from The Color Purple, all my life I had to fight. I say all my life I had to write. And so the ability where I knew God gifted me to write, I used it as a tool to start speaking. And I go in these places, and I was so grateful when you were breaking down relationships. And I build relationships through spoken word, build relationships through music, build relationships through poetry, to be able to get someone to look at how we have a lot of similarities in the struggles and the things that I went through in my childhood. If I'm speaking to an audience of teens or preteens or whatever the age when they're younger, I use the writing element to build relationships and show that what we can do is to use our gifts to uplift. And so typically what I do is I have a creative writing workshop, and I'm speaking to the teen audience. If I'm speaking with a teen audience, I'll do a creative writing workshop, and it'll be an engaging topic. And I might come in and just say a particular line in terms of, can't you see I'm screaming? I'm steaming from a broken dream, and I need help without saying words. Help when you must have heard. Help that I kept in the inner me. I doubt that I can be a winner, so I settle for a sinner, see? So I'll say something like that, and immediately I have them hooked. And then I will break down line by line that when we're screaming for help, oftentimes we don't say anything with our mouth. We say it with our actions. And then I have a conversation with the teens and just ask them, have you ever noticed by somebody's body language that something is off? And we talk about body language being the number one form, nonverbal communication. I said, sometimes don't say anything, just watch people. And when you see someone screaming for help, do what you got to do to help them out. And I teach them those skills to be present in that state.
Awesome. And you know what? I've seen you in action. I do know it works. Young people are mesmerized in the settings that I've seen you have been in workshops that are dealing with adults as well. And it means a lot. Because young people not only need to know they have something to give, but they need to be able to deal and manage in this world. And because it seems there's so much working against, when you become a teenager going into a middle, well, let's say you're leaving the grammar school, you're elementary, and you're going into middle school, you're changing, you're evolving, you're going to meet friends, and you're going to have new challenges. And these tools that you have help them to transfer over to that, as well as high schoolers. They're going to be faced with decisions, and then making college decisions and showing themselves to be strong individuals or learning how to become better in life because of what they've been exposed to. You talked about environment, and it plays a major role with a lot of our understandings of who we are, where we're able to go, how we're able to get there. Talk to us again about how VIP has made an impact not only in the schools. Talk to us about other groups that you are available for what you offer.
Well, I've been doing a lot of staff development the last couple of weeks where I'm going in and working with staff, professional development, and what I've been doing a lot, a particular session called the Poor People, P-O-U-R. And what I was talking about with them is those who pour oftentimes, and the Word of God talks about that you refresh others to be refreshed yourself. And I give them tools to be able to say it's okay to say I'm on empty. and I need to receive. So I go in with a great motivational, encouraging message loaded with insights and tools that will last far beyond me speaking in that 60 or 90-minute block, to where they can begin to do some things to pour into themselves, saying their self-talk a certain way, not saying yes all the time, doing some things mm-hmm. where they can put themselves in a position to say, no, I need to rest myself. And so that gets the pours, like yourself, Pastor Michelle, an opportunity to when, as you give mm-hmm. and give and give, you get filled up mm-hmm. so that you can be able to give in a more effective way. And so I've been doing a lot of that with staffs, educational staffs. I do collaborations with law enforcement. I work with those in the mm-hmm. business sector. I do plenty of workshops that are authentic, that kind of help those who are serving others to manage their own plate and be able to be more effective, because they are coming in a sense, refreshed instead of agitated.
Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you firsthand, personally, for what you do. I've seen the effectiveness. I've been a part of it, and I recognize that you are 100% right. I believe our pastors, leaders, those that are in a position of influencing others do have to take the time to care enough about ourselves to be a part of something that's going to help us as well in doing what we do and doing it well. I do know that things are, I'm sorry, I hear a lot of background noise. I'm not sure if that's going on. If you are not speaking, would you please mute your phone? I hear some background music, background. Could you mute your phone if you are not speaking? Thank you. Also, I want to just say to you, that it's important that not only that you can continue to conduct these workshops, but that you yourself will also be able to pass this on with going from the different industries that you're in. So again, I say thank you. You're doing a fabulous job. You've always done a great job with your workshops. We met at a mutual entity, and I've just seen you do so much good in the community and in our educational systems. So I want you to share with the listening audience, if they're there wanting to or needing a component like you have, how would they get in contact with you?
Well, thank you, Pastor Michelle, for that. The best way will be the email, violenceiprevent@gmail.com. I can send information through that. Violence, V-I-O-L-E-N-C, as in candy, E, violenceiprevent@gmail.com will be the most effective way to get to me. I can send them a video clip, some information if they have a particular workshop title, and that will be the absolute best way. And then from that correspondence, I will give them my cell number, and then we can go from there. But typically, I'll just say reach out via email, violenceiprevent@gmail.com, and then from that point on, I will see what they want, see what they need, and if it's a good fit, I'll do my best to serve with excellence.
I thank you so very, very much for being on today. We've got to get you back on and talk to us about these things. And please, if you're in the St. Louis area, you know to make sure you can. If you can, make sure you contact me. I would love to, see the workshops and things that you're doing. You're just doing a fabulous job, and we thank you. I know young people appreciate it, educational, as I said, for the work that you're doing. Sometimes people go to workshops, and we all know this as adults, especially that do a lot of workshops or are in and out of different things and components in the community. You know, sometimes it becomes I got to go to this workshop. You know what I mean? But when you go to a workshop and you end up getting something you least expect, because it's dealing with you, what an honor and a blessing it is, versus you just sitting down, taking notes, you're able to participate and relate to the information given. So thank you again. We appreciate
you're welcome.
You. and we're looking forward to hearing more about what you're doing in the community and where you're affecting lives in all the missions and the ministries that God has given you. Again, thank you for being on the Just For You podcast today, and we look forward to hearing more about how great God is using you.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate that, and bless you and the upcoming guests and all those who are working behind the scenes to make this happen. I'll listen muted off the air because it's a blessing just to be a hearer of what is taking place.
Amen. We thank God for that. Continue to lift us in prayer, and we'll do the same for you, and thank you again.
You're welcome.
Amen. Well, listen, listening audience, you just heard from Mr. Anthony J. Butler, who's presented to you his program, Violence I Prevent. I'm getting tired, so please forgive me. But I'll tell you this, that if you're an educator, if you're in the school systems, if you're on a job where you know there needs to be a climate change of words that would impact and grow the company, mold them into betterment, help them to go further and produce more, then you would want to contact Mr. Butler. And he's giving you his information. Please contact him. He's a great person to work with. And I'm sure the outcome will be what you need. Our next guest today is Mr. Eric Ross. Mr. Eric Ross is a coordinator with the actual upcoming event, Wake Up St. Louis. We're going to be talking about it, talking about what it means, talking about the outcome. And he's a great man of God. He's a co-pastor. And he has passion for what he's doing. He has passion for serving others, and he has a heart to do the will of God, and we're thankful for it. So I'd like to introduce the song and present to others none other than Mr. Eric Ross, our pastor, co-pastor Eric Ross. Are you there, sir?
Yes, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle.
Amen. Thank you so much for being on today. Listen, we just talked about how this is with the beautiful, beautiful vision that you have. Talk to us about, for those who don't know you, who you are, and we're going to talk immediately after that about what Wake Up St. Louis is all about.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds good. Well, my name's, Eric Ross. I grew up in St. Louis. I've been here, I'm 40 years old, so I've been here 40 years, and well, actually, there was a few years where I lived outside of St. Louis, but that was against my will, So I spent a little time in a federal prison, but the Lord really is just drawn me, and he's been extremely merciful to me and gracious, and just brought me out of a crazy lifestyle, and I owe him my life. I realize that I belong in hell, so now I must serve the Lord because I've been spared from death, and I'm so thankful for that. And and as I see how merciful and gracious he was to me, I know that there's no reason that he wouldn't be that merciful and gracious to anyone else, because my experience with God was one that I didn't choose him. I chose mm-hmm. death. I couldn't make that choice. But God in his mercy, mm-hmm. he drew me and helped me and enabled me to surrender to him. And I'm forever in debt to him and trying to repay what he's given me. So that's what I'm doing now.
Wonderful.
That's what I'm doing now. So this Wake Up SDL, Wake Up SDL, yeah. So I started getting involved in church. It's like it says in scripture, a man's gift makes room for him, and promotion does not come from the east or the west, but promotion comes from the Lord. So I kind of had learned to just get involved, and I started getting involved in church, and as I got more involved and people recognized whatever gifts that the Lord had given me, I ended up getting into a position of being a pastor at another church. From uh-huh. where I was originally. So I ended up at First Love Church, and the pastor uh-huh. there has been very gracious to me and allowed me to speak there, and it's been a really good outlet for me, especially because, my heart's my heart was burning before when I was in churches, and I never really had an opportunity to let that out. You know, I'd be in the crowd or I'd be just a volunteer doing something, but to have the opportunity to actually speak was really good mm-hmm. for me, because my heart was just burning to share about the Lord, and so it's been really good to become, you know, to be able to have that ability to preach. And but as I got into the ministry, and I got to start preaching, and I started being at the church, I'd be doing events, and I'd be trying to like grow the church, but my heart was just still burning, like I was missing something, even though I was in church and preaching. It was just, I was missing something. I wanted to do more, and I had been doing a little bit more evangelical work and hitting the streets before I got involved in the ministry. But then I felt like the Lord really showed me that, you know, the need for St. Louis wasn't like, it wasn't just about me building First Love, you know what I mean? Because it wasn't just about mm-hmm. that church. Like, I had to start shifting my perspective to, okay, what is the need in St. Louis? And my heart was really, you know, I live in Blackjack over here, and I have yeah. a lot of friends, and I just been, you know, the thing that's really been on my heart was the murder, just the murder rate in St. Louis and all the kids. Every time I hear about somebody get shot, murder is just really breaking my heart. And there was a certain point where I just kind of saw myself. I was just pleading with young black men I was just weeping mm-hmm. and pleading with them. And I don't even know where that mm-hmm. came from or whatever, but I just saw that in my mind, and somebody was speaking mm-hmm. at our church. And then I realized, I'm like, you know what, we need to do something to try and reach out to these younger guys and in this community. And the Lord was showing me, you know, I've made you fishers of men, you know, and he kind of got to get out there and go fishing. But when you go fishing, you know, you don't just throw the hook in the water. You know, you gotta bait that thing.
That's right.
You know? And when you bait that thing, you know, you use different baits for different types of fish and different lures to attract yeah. different fish. So the Lord was just showing me that. And so it developed this Wake Up STL thing where and why we're the reason we're doing it the way we are is just because we're reaching out to, we're trying to, our target market, you know what I mean? We're trying to reach these younger guys out here and just try to convince them that there's hope, to convince them that that there's more to life than what they got going on, and to try and shift their perspective, to get them to think beyond themselves and to see how their actions are affecting the community. And hopefully more than anything and all that stuff is hear the gospel and believe in Jesus Christ, because I mean, I'm a firm believer that Jesus is the solution to every problem, but like for what Anthony's doing, I already sent him an email with the event. I hope he can come and set up a booth there and maybe even speak, but there's rational thinking skills behind these things. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But God uses all these things to change people's lives, and we got to figure out how to make them all work together. But that's how Wake Up STL came about, and so we got with some hip hop artists, all Christian hip hop artists, and then I got with just people that I've met over the years, you know, that have been in and out of prison, and have powerful testimonies, and we're gonna do you know, a musical set, you know, about 15 minutes or 20 minutes of music and about 15, 20 minutes of testimony, off and on for about 4 hours. And then in the mix of some of those testimonies, there's going to be some women who are going to share, who have lost children to gun violence, just to help to really open people's minds to, how their actions may affect others and give people hope and just let the truth be known, you know.
Wonderful. So, tell us, where is this event going to take place?
It's going to be at O'Fallon Park. It's off 70 and West Florissant over there. And mm-hmm. and I think that's Walnut
it's 315, Park. Yeah, 315 Taylor, St. Louis, Missouri. And it's going to be an awesome time, it sounds like, in the Lord. Well, let me also ask you this. I know you're going to have artists. You're going to have – what is the expectation for the community and those that you're seeking to come to this free event? Talk to us about what is going to take place. I know we're going to have the musical artists, I know things are going to take place with that. But what are you looking for from the community? How can the community help in attending? And when they're attending, talk to us. Do they need to bring lawn chairs? How are they going to be a part of this particular event?
Yeah, so for the music, I did ask on the flyer, and if you look up the website, it's OperationSaveTheLou.com. That's OperationSaveTheLou.com. I have flyers that are available that if you go to the website, you can get in contact with me. And we're asking people to bring blankets, bring chairs, so that way so they can have comfortable seating, you know, just kind of like in a concert where, you know, in the grass. It's at Pavilion 1 at O'Fallon Park, and it's a pretty big open area. So I'm hoping that it's going to come together well. But part of what we're doing is we're having raffle prizes. So everybody who comes will have to, you know, come and get a raffle ticket, and we're still working through that. But the raffles is kind of key to what the Lord was showing me, to keeping people engaged. And in order to do that, we're doing $5,000 in raffle giveaways so that we can have 38 drawings throughout the event to keep people engaged, to keep people to where they're like semi having to pay attention to what they're hearing, because they have an opportunity to win these prizes, which there's $1,000 main prize and then the rest of the prize. But none of the prizes, the smallest prize is a $50 like gas card or $100, you know, so the prizes are big. And the Lord was showing me, you know, at first I was like, man, Lord, that's a lot of money. But the Lord, you know, he's God, you know what I'm saying? And there's nothing too small for him. And yeah, he's the one that blesses us, you know, and it's really just shifting. And it's, if we're going out here and we're telling people about how great and magnificent God is and how much he's able to do for you and transform your life, and then we're just trying to be not stingy, but not really being as giving as God is able to give. And I feel like we're really trying to show people, hey, God's the one who's giving to us and blessing us. His pockets are deep. You know what I mean? There's no, he can't run out of resources. It's impossible. So we're going in faith of that. And we're raising money for that. And that's on the website as well. And we've raised about 30% of the money. I have more people that have pledged, but we're taken care of either way. But we're just trying to get churches to work together, you know, and a lot of churches have collaborated already together in this. And part of what we're trying to do is, you know, obviously our church is in Hazelwood. We're going to North City. We're not doing this event to try and get people to come to our church. We're just doing this event to try and empower local churches. We're trying to water, and we're trying to plant, and we're hoping that other people will water. But we need the people that are in the area that water those people to be there so that we can introduce them to the community. So we're trying to get together with pastors that are in that area, and we've been reaching out and inviting them, and we've got a few churches in the area. But at the end of the day, it's just beautiful to see the unity of the body working together and everybody laying down their self-interest and really just being interested in seeing people converted to Christianity, seeing people saved from hell and putting their faith in Jesus and changing their lives, because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. We still believe that if people get out there and they hear, that faith comes by hearing, you know, and if we can get them to hear and we allow the Holy Spirit and God to do the work, we've done everything we can do. You know what I'm saying? And I've had some people say, I've had some people say, you know what, they're just going to come take your stuff. And there's been hundreds of these events and thousands of these events. And what, you know, why is it going to be any different for you? And I'm like, well, that just because there's been so many doesn't mean that I can stop. You know what I mean? Like, people have done so many. What are we supposed to give up trying to reach out and tell people about Jesus? Mm-hmm. I mean, we got to keep trying. You know,
we're obligated.
Yeah, we're obligated. Yeah, we don't have a choice. So I'm just trying to get us started to start reaching out. And it's really interesting. I'm excited about it. And you know, because I grew up and I love, you know, hip hop music. I I got involved with, you know, selling cocaine back in the day. I used to run around down on the north side, you know, with all my friends down there. And that's another story altogether. Mm-hmm. But so I'm familiar. I'm familiar with St. Louis. It's a whole other world out there, honestly. So, but it's a world.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about, Eric, if you don't mind, I want to talk to you about, I know we talk about what the community means. What about vendors? What type of vendors are you looking for to be at this event?
Honestly, kind of like Anthony, people who are committed to helping people in the community, you know, either like for either churches or ministries,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, really just churches or ministries or organizations that want to help the people, you know what I mean? And
uh-huh.
to help people in the community to understand what's available to them, especially when you're feeling hopeless, you're feeling whatever, and maybe some people just don't realize what's available to them, and to be able to see everybody that really is there that cares about them and loves them and wants to see them do good with their life. And I mean, honestly, I don't even believe that the vendors have to be all Christians. I think that they just have to have a
mm-hmm.
genuine interest in helping the people,
mm-hmm.
because I know God is
right.
sovereign and working through the government. So
right.
I'm interested in anybody there that has a message of hope and doing something good for the community. I want everyone to be there, and they can go online and register on the website.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sign up, and I need people to sign up. I can't have people just show up because I need to figure out where I'm laying everything out, you know,
exactly.
because there's going to be bounce houses. There's going to be a huge stage for the music. There's going to be barbecue. There's going to be a lot of different things going on. There's going to be a raffle booth. And we're limited, you know, there's a lot of space, but I need to be able, I don't want it to be cluttered. I don't want it to be whatever. So I need people to register. There's also an opportunity for volunteers to register on there
Absolutely.
As well, for our needs that we just have needs for ushers. And there's a drop box, if you go to volunteer and for our needs, like cleanup and ushering and, the system take up and set up and or take down and set up and just the different needs that we have and I need volunteers. So because that's part of what this is just an opportunity for all of us to come together like in one common purpose, you know, Jesus Christ. Like I've been trying to explain to people that unity isn't going to look like us all seeing eye to eye on everything. You know, unity
mm-hmm.
is us coming together in love with the common purpose of Jesus, the common goal or the common purpose. Like we all believe that Jesus is our only hope, and we should all believe that everyone needs to know that. Okay. You know what I mean? And we should all
That's
be working
correct.
Together to get that gospel, the good news. You know, we have good news, you know, when there's all so much bad
yeah.
news in the world, we have good news, and we need to work together to bring the good news out to the people. So it's really a beautiful way for churches to lay down the differences, because the enemy's done such a good job of dividing us over so many different things, and especially politically
mm-hmm.
these last couple of years. I mean, we just need to lay down all these differences and come together under Jesus and in Christ and just preach the gospel, you know. So
awesome. I want the St. Louis area to know, how do they get in contact? Are you preparing them to go to the website? Give us the contact information again.
Yeah, the website is operationsavethelou.com. That's operationsavethelou.com. And my email is savethelou@yahoo.com. And honestly,
awesome.
If people even wanted to call me, they could call me too. My number is 314-497-8314. So any of those ways, you will be able to get in touch with me, because I am interested in anyone who is interested in seeing our city turn around and doing this work for the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
Sounds awesome. And we thank you for the vision that God has given you and that all that he's getting ready to do. And we will certainly be praying for the event, that God will get the glory and that the outcome that you're believing God for will come to pass.
Amen. Yes. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I also wanted to make sure that you, the listening audience, know this event will not only be at Oak Island Park. It's going to be a time of 12 to 4 p.m., and the date of the event is September 17th. Mark your calendars for September 17th from 12 to 4 p.m. Our speaker today is Mr. Eric Ross, and he will have more information for you at Operation Save